Yeah, so just turning to the next thing are the new asylum EAD rules. So on August 25th, these new regulations went into effect, which are limiting asylum seekers' ability to access work authorization. One of the big things that it did was it extended the wait period for eligibility from 180 days to 365 days. So that means instead of waiting the 6 months or even the 5 months to apply for work authorization, your asylum applicant clients now have to wait a full year from the time their I-589 was received before they can file and be eligible for work authorization. USCIS eliminated the 30-day processing requirement for those initial I-765s. So you used to be able to file 30 days before they were eligible, but also USCIS was on the clock for that initial one to process it and get the work authorization, the EAD, issued in 30 days. That has been undone with the new regulation. And then they created several bars to employment authorization in this rule that may affect future applicants more so. But one of them is if your client entered without inspection. So anyone who entered the U.S. on or after the effective date on August 25th would be barred from work authorization unless one of these limited exceptions apply. And those limited exceptions are, I would say, mainly if your client presented at the border seeking asylum or soon after entry presented themselves and expressed a fear of return, then they might be eligible. And if any of you filled out the I-765 in the last 2 months, you have seen those questions on the form. And they do ask about when the person entered, when they presented, and ask for any explanation to see if someone is eligible under that exception. Likewise, if someone filed after the one-year filing deadline, you know, and after the August 25th implementation date of this rule, they would be ineligible. This one, in my mind, is particularly harsh because it does not take into account the exceptions to the one-year filing deadline that exist in the statute and the regulation for people who are filing after 1 year of entry for changed circumstances or extraordinary circumstances. And so just be really cautious with this. If you have someone that you're working with that came on a non-immigrant visa, such as a student, and didn't apply until their visa was about to expire, and normally that type of exception would be very, you know, generally understood and accepted at the asylum office or with the immigration court. There is no exception made under this particular bar to the EAD. I think that for those of us representing people in removal proceedings, we can ask the judge to make a finding of an exception to the one-year filing deadline. And then theoretically we could seek, you know, prior to the individual hearing anyway, and then we could seek the I-765 with that type of ruling or finding. But until there's a ruling by the immigration judge, you know, this one-year filing deadline is going to apply to people who are clearly exempt from the one-year filing deadline or clearly qualify for the one-year filing deadline. Unaccompanied kids who the filing deadline doesn't apply to are not going to run into this issue when applying for employment authorization. Another bar is when someone is seeking their initial work authorization, if they have caused any unresolved delays in the processing of the I-589, they will not be eligible for the EAD. So this kind of moves us away from the old system of the clock and the stopping and the starting and all the confusion over that to if you cause a delay, you're just not eligible. Essentially with this new rule, the clock should be disappearing. And it will just be a 1 year running. If you cause a delay, you're just not eligible. That leaves us to question whether if that delay is then resolved in time, whether we could go forward and seek work authorization before a final decision. And I think the regulation does seem to allow for that, but you need to be careful. The regulation really focuses on delays on the asylum office side, but with some of the proposed regulations that Edna's going to talk about, I think that we will see how EOIR is going to be interpreting the unresolved delay that will affect the EADs moving forward. But obviously, not filing supporting evidence can be included, not showing up for biometrics or the interview, obviously, and other things. So for those of us rushing to get something filed before the one-year filing deadline, and you may not include everything, be really careful of that and see if you can supplement after filing, but before the interview to avoid issues here. And then last but not least, the criminal bars to asylum, particularly serious crimes, aggravated felonies, serious non-political crimes outside the United States, can also make someone ineligible for an EAD while the asylum application is pending. And USCIS will be taking biometrics and be requesting those records. And again, if you've seen the revised I-765, you've seen that those questions are now being asked and the documents are being solicited for this reason.